Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and we pledge to you that we will never say the Pledge of Allegiance on the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's where we're going next. Pledge controversy in Portland, Maine. And Danica, you've got the story. Of course, you, the listener, may call in and bring up anything toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And, of course, don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. So Danica and Daryl in here with me. I'm Ian, and let's go into the story, Danica. Where's yours from? What's the source?
This is from thepressherald.com, and it's originating from here in South Portland. Well, not here, South Portland,
yeah,
but
that's
Portland.
A long way away, 3 hours at least.
It's not that far away.
In New England, 3 hours is a long way. It's all the, you know, windy roads and everything.
Well, yeah, but yeah, I came from a place where it took me 8 hours to get to the nearest biggest city, so, you know, I consider 3 hours to just be kind of like, oh, it's just a small hike. But anyway, relative to anything. It's a story about three top students at South Portland High School. Four little words were added to the daily invitation to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and a provocative Facebook post that provided an unexpected lesson in the politics of the freedom of speech. Senior class president Lily Sangiovanni sparked community outrage in January when she changed the way she invited students and facility members to recite the pledge. At this time, Sangiovanni said over the intercom, "Would you please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance if you'd like to?"
And it was the last part that she added, correct?
Those four words, "if you'd like to."
Okay. And this is offensive.
And what's the problem?
It was the latest salvo in a month-long effort by Sangiovanni and some of her friends to make it clear that reciting the pledge is optional under state and federal law, so students cannot be forced to stand and say it every morning. Although no students have filed formal complaints in several years, Sangiovanni and her friends said they and other students have felt uncomfortable or pressured by their teachers to say it.
I knew people that got detention for not saying the pledge when I was in school.
Oh, I'm sure that happened.
Well, it's only illegal if you go to court and you can call them on their illegal, oppression of forcing people into saying the Pledge of Allegiance. As long as they're able to get away with threatening students and intimidating students and forcing them into detentions and things like that.
Well, and this was also over 20 years ago.
They're still doing the same things today. I mean,
right. No, I'm just saying that back then, you know, no one would have dared think that a student would take a school to court over something. Like, you know, that was a very rare occurrence.
I imagine it's still fairly rare today.
It is, but it seems to be a much more accepted and common practice.
For people
a little more common.
Are you sure about that? Or is it just because we're paying attention to the news stories about it? I mean, those stories are likely to come across our desk.
It could be that.
Right, because I suspect that, if you're young, if you're in high school, you're fresh out of high school, maybe you're in college, and you can recount a more recent story for us about refusing to say the pledge and what consequences, if any, befell you for that. I would love to hear your story toll-free at 855-450-FREE, because I suspect that, especially in the South and, you know, the New England and, you know, I guess there's patriotism everywhere, all over the place. I imagine these stories are not uncommon.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that there's also been a lot of research done into what pledging to the flag really means, and more people are aware of it and are more courageous in deciding to not pledge to allegiance.
But do you have any reason to believe that? I mean, are you speculating, or do you actually believe that that's true based on some evidence?
People
are more informed.
Well, I think in general people are more informed. This is just, you know, kind of thinking in my head that's what may cause more controversy, is that people are more aware of what it stands for and are more okay with not having to say it than they have been in recent years, where it's just been, oh, you don't dare disrespect the flag like that.
What do you think these girls' reason is?
Let's see. The addition
Because I know what it is. For them, it's the under God part.
Right. That's one of the biggest reasons that there has been a lot of controversy about not pledging to it. It also has
That has nothing to do with people actually understanding what the Pledge of Allegiance is. You know, and what the Pledge of Allegiance is an indoctrination pledge.
I mean, right.
It was written by a socialist.
But it was written like several years after the United States actually became a country.
That's correct.
It's over 100 years. Right,
after.
Exactly. It promotes nationalism and it has racist and sexist roots. You know, those are other reasons that people shouldn't be necessarily pledging to a flag. But going forward with the story.
But my point is that the people who are objecting to the pledge based on the under God have no problem saying a pledge. They just have a problem saying the pledge as it stands. So they would be happy to pledge their allegiance to the United States. They just don't want to say under God in that pledge. So rather than simply omit that, they're making a bigger show of it by not participating at all. And good for them. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where one of the places where I started with the pledge was objecting to that. But actually, I can remember being as young as elementary school and just inserting different words in there, like, you know, pledging to the USSR and things like that, just because I didn't like being forced to stand up and say this thing. I've sort of always bristled at it, and then over time learned more and more about it, and it became even more and more objectionable to me. But I don't think these girls are really, like, objecting to the entirety of it, I guess.
Well, and some people do object to the under God part. Some do object to the racist and sexist roots. Some object to all of them. I mean, people have different reasons for not wanting to pledge to the flag.
Now, tell me about the racist and sexist roots, because to me, I don't really know those off of hand. That's new to me. My understanding of the pledge is it was written by a so-called Christian socialist, basically a Nazi, a national socialist, named Francis Bellamy. He was a flag salesperson, and it was his desire to sell more flags and also inculcate the people of the United States with a love for the state.
And he wrote it not saying, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States. It was, I pledge allegiance to this flag and to the country for which it stands.
So it could be used anywhere?
So that it could be used anywhere.
Because he was selling more than just U.S. flags?
Most flag salesmen do.
Wow, that's interesting. I never really thought about it that way.
Well, when Bellamy originally wrote the pledge in 1892, he considered adding the values of equality and fraternity into the recitation, but he was discouraged from doing so because it seemed that too many Americans, usually those in leadership positions, were opposed to equality for women and African Americans. So they didn't want, you know, women and African Americans to have these kinds of ideas.
And in the 1890s, there were also a bunch of people that really hated the Irish and the Chinese and Italians and Catholics. So, you know, it wasn't just, you know, women and black folk.
Well, yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily... Is that bigotry as much as it is just him trying to parlay his product to its intended audience? I mean, odds are good that...
I want people to buy my thing, so I will market my sales pitch to get the widest audience possible.
Sure, and definitely.
All right, go on with the story.
Yeah, going on to the story, the addition of If You'd Like to inflame simmering opposition from staff members who had been wrestling with the pledge issue since June. It also triggered an emotional anti-immigrant backlash in the community and left San Giovanni and her friends searching for a way to carry the cause forward.
Wait, what does adding the words If You'd Like to have to do with immigrants?
Well, I imagine that they'll talk about it further into the story. The reference to under God makes us uncomfortable because it's a public school, San Giovanni said. It has nothing to do with our patriotism. We want to really enlighten our students. We believe that they should be learning what the pledge actually means and choosing whether to say it. So supporting San Giovanni's campaign are two other top seniors, Gabby Farrell and Morgan Turner, who led the student senate and are the student representatives on the South Portland School Board. All three teens, along with the high school civil rights team, and believe that students who have different religious or political beliefs shouldn't feel compelled to say the pledge.
Well, good for her. I mean, she's like the class president or whatever, which is a kind of an impressive thing for someone in that position, if you will, to take kind of a risky viewpoint here.
So kudos to her, and I guess it's good that she's got some friends backing her up. More coming up here about this story. I've got the same thing pulled up here, and the next section is complaints from the community.
That should be interesting.
So yeah, 855-453-855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on the pledge. And did you ever not say the pledge when you were in government school? How'd that go for you? Tell your story here at Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
So is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And maybe you're fortunate enough to be sitting back enjoying Free Talk Live here on this Saturday or this Friday night edition of the show and enjoying some Cameron Hughes wines at the same time, because these are fine, fine wines. And at a really great price, which I can explain to you how this happens. You actually, when you order from chwine.com, which is Cameron Hughes Wine, you're getting some of the best wine out there from some of the top vineyards. But the thing is, when these vineyards make the wine, they make too much. You know, they make more than they can sell. And they want to sell that extra wine off. And so Cameron Hughes buys the wine from these vineyards, and then he has to put his own label on the wine because he can't sell it as that vineyard's wine, because then he'd be undercutting the vineyard, and that doesn't make sense. But what he does do is he puts his label on it, and then he marks down the bottle. Normally, you'd probably pay $70 to $100 for these bottles. You're paying, on average, $15 per bottle for award-winning wine, in a lot of cases, from Cameron Hughes. It's just, you don't know where it's actually coming from. Cameron doesn't have his own vineyard. He's buying other people's wine and then relabeling it, obviously, with their permission. Now, you get free shipping when you use code FTL at chwine.com. Danica, you put together a wine tasting event. Mark asked you to put this together.
Yes.
For some of the activists here in the Keene area a couple of weeks ago. And what was your experience with the Cameron Hughes wine?
Well, I had a lot of fun picking out different kinds of cheeses and desserts that would go very well with the wine. And there were even a couple of flavors of wine that I had never heard of and I couldn't find pairings for. And I picked out...
Me too. I was really shocked to try something new.
And I was a little worried because this is the first time I had ever put together any sort of tasting. So I purchased, you know, some cheeses that would go well with the ones that were there, and then purchased a couple of different cheeses that didn't necessarily have a pairing. And when I put it all together and people showed up, it seemed like it was a very good positive reaction. There were really, really good amounts of both red and white wines. Daryl was able to get kind of a survey going of which one was tasting the best. We would announce the wines and let everyone know what kind of cheeses that they should try with it. All in all, a great success. Derek had some film of it.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Everyone had a great time, and it was so much fun.
So chwine.com, use code FTL. You get free shipping, which is an awesome deal because it's expensive to ship wine. I mean, it has to be packed well and safely, and it's heavy to ship wine.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're going to be placing an order, you're going to want free shipping, and you can only get that with code FTL. So go over to chwine.com, use the code in the microphone in the upper left-hand corner, and get yourself some of this awesome wine at a discount price.
And if you like a white wine, then I would recommend getting the Triage.
Yeah, the Triage is great. That was good. That was definitely the favorite of everyone that was there.
Kind of a funny name, too. Let's go to Sherman, listening in Grand Rapids. We'll talk more about the story here from the Portland Press Herald about the girls and the Pledge of Allegiance. Sherman, you're on Free Talk Live in Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Yes.
Hi, Sherman.
I just wanted to say, if you're a Jehovah's Witness, you are forbidden to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right, because it's idolatry, correct?
Right. And you're required to obey all the laws of the land, but you're forbidden to say the Pledge of Allegiance because it is idolatry, and so it should be with all religions.
So what if one of the laws is that you are prohibited from being a Jehovah's Witness?
Well, then Hitler tried that and didn't get very far with that one. That Jehovah's Witness was the most hated of all Christian denominations by Hitler.
Sherman, are you a Jehovah's Witness?
Yes.
How long have you guys, was this something you were raised as?
No.
Oh, you became a Jehovah's Witness. Now, that's interesting. Were you raised Christian? What was your story there?
I was pretty much just a free thinker. I was raised sort of Christian, but not really. I went to a Sunday school a few times when I was a preteen. But other than that, I just was talking with some Jehovah's Witnesses that came to the door one day, and they made a lot of sense.
That's pretty interesting. I mean, so that's the reason they go door-to-door, because it works. Every now and then they'll get somebody. You considered yourself a free thinker, and then you became a Jehovah's Witness. Why was it so persuasive to you?
Well, it fits in with everything. It really does. There's nobody knows the Bible quite as thoroughly as a Jehovah's Witness.
But why would that mean that you would want to become a Jehovah's Witness? There's a lot of great religious books out there. Why would that one book be more important?
Well, it just appealed to me the way they explain things, the way they see the scripture and for what it really means. For instance, you know, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get into the gates of heaven. Well, that's the eye of the needle is that gate, that door, that spade-shaped door, on the cylindrical columns on the edges of the walls of the city. And that's the eye of the needle. And when the camel old caravans come across the desert laden with earthly goods, the camel has to kneel down and unload all of its earthly goods before it can walk through that door. However, the king's horses can run full speed through that spade-shaped door.
Did you, as a Jehovah's Witness, I mean, have you had encounters with people when you've refused to stand and or say the Pledge of Allegiance?
No. I'm not that social, actually.
Oh, so you kind of keep to yourself, so you don't have those opportunities. Sherman, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, it's funny you're bringing this up about the story up in Maine, because I remember back in the late 60s, you know, having to stand for a Pledge of Allegiance. But the other thing that I remember, too, is that when I was in elementary school, at a very young age, that it was that you had to go to catechism. And God forbid, if you were late even 1 minute, you know, that the nun that was there, you know, she would question you in front of, humiliate you in front of all of the other kids. And mm-hmm. then she would whack you with the ruler on your fingers and say, don't be late again.
So you went to Catholic school, Robert?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it wasn't my choice. I mean, I was, you know, 5 or 6 years old, but...
I don't know any child that's 5 or 6 that has a choice in where they go to school.
Sure. That's true. They're pretty much forced into it.
Anything else you want to share, Robert?
Yeah, I would encourage everybody to save up all your marijuana seeds and spread them everywhere. Have a good night, gentlemen.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The story is from the Portland Press Herald. I've got the copy of it here, pressherald.com. Danica, you told us about this young lady, Lily Sangiovanni, who's the senior class president. She sparked community outrage. So people in the larger Portland, South Portland area upset about this. Her saying on the intercom, she's apparently leading the pledge, saying, quote, would you please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance if you'd like to? So it wasn't like even she was refusing to say the pledge. She was just simply...
She was only informing them of their rights.
Giving them the option to opt out. And apparently people are upset. The section here that we're going to get to is called Complaints from the Community. What are people having to say about this? How outraged are people? 855-450-FREE. Does this outrage you? It's Free Talk Live.
Spend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze-Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you like. 855-450-FREE. It seems like most of our calls tonight have actually come in on Skype. You can use Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. You'll usually sound better on Skype, even if all you have is your smartphone. You put the Skype app on there and add lrn.fm. We'll approve your request, and then after that it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype. And with you in studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
Please don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that are waiting for you on the site. And we'll look forward to seeing you in person at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Coming up, we're going to be there in a week, actually. 1 week from tonight, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live.
Actually, 1 week from yesterday.
That's true. Good point. It does start on Thursday, and Free Talk Live's first broadcasting night will be Thursday night. So, yeah, 6 days, and we'll be live in Manchester, New Hampshire at the Radisson Hotel. It's a new location for the Liberty Forum. They had to move to a new location because the event is just, it was too big for the other hotel that it was in. It's grown year after year, and hundreds of liberty-oriented people coming to the same hotel for a weekend with great speakers, panel discussions. I'll be on a couple of different panels, I think, and I'm looking forward to it. But also looking forward to meeting Free Talk Live listeners who are usually there in spades. Lots of people there who are listeners of Free Talk Live and other shows like Derek J's Flaming Freedom will be performed live there as well. So we'll look forward to seeing you at the Liberty Forum March 5th through the 8th. It's happening in Manchester at the Radisson Hotel. And if you don't yet have your tickets and you meet some simple qualifications, you can actually get free tickets. Here's how you do it. And by the way, this offer technically expires tomorrow, but I might be able to finagle you the free tickets after that. So don't delay. Email me if you meet these qualifications. One, you cannot yet be a Free State Project participant. Two, you cannot yet live in New Hampshire. And three, you have to pledge to be willing to actually attend, if you attend, the Liberty Forum. You have to go to the FSP questions session. This is the requirement. You must attend that session on Saturday at 12:30. That's where Carla Mora, who's like a super activist for the Free State Project, will field any question that the people in the audience have about the Free State Project. And so if you meet those qualifications, you're willing to go to that one session, the FSP question session, you don't live in New Hampshire yet, and you're not yet a Free State Project participant, you can get a free ticket to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum just by emailing me, ian@freetalklive.com. It is that simple. Let's go to Tommy. He's in Glasgow via Skype. Tommy, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. They can take our lives, but they should never take our Free Talk Live satellite over Africa.
Yeah.
And I'd like to make a donation. I'd like to make a donation. Hi, Ian.
Well, we're not doing the fundraiser yet, and when we do, it'll be, you know, promoted mostly online. We'll mention it on the air, obviously, but we're not going to be taking donations on the air because that's really boring radio. So what were you calling about tonight, Tommy?
No, yes, once you've got it all pledged, because my wife, well, my ex-wife now, but she came from around about that part in Africa.
Oh, okay.
I've got three wonderful
three children, I think is what you were saying there, and you kind of got cut off. Are you still with us, Tommy? Oops, internet.
Tommy.
Well, we might get him back here in a little bit. Let's talk about the pledge. San Giovanni, this is the young lady in Portland, Maine, who is the class president. She has adjusted what she says during the Pledge of Allegiance to give people the option to say it. She says before the pledge on the intercom in the morning, please rise and join me for the pledge if you'd like to. Would you please rise and join me for the pledge if you'd like to? And she first delivered this altered pledge invitation on January 5th. She and her friends heard positive feedback from some students and teachers, but they were aware that other students and teachers thought it was disrespectful, she said. San Giovanni continued with the four-word addition for a couple of weeks before news of the change spread to the wider community. By January 15th, 10 days later, a Facebook post by a local businessman was drawing a flurry of anti-immigrant, anti-welfare, pro-veteran comments from people who assumed that the students behind the change were immigrants. South Portland High's 900 students include immigrants and the children of immigrants from countries across the globe. So much for the all-American city, wrote Rob Susie of Port Harbor, Maine. Quote, standing for the Pledge of Allegiance is optional for students in South Portland High School, so let me get this straight. We just spent $47 million of taxpayer money on a Taj Mahal school renovation, and the kids of families that probably don't have to pay taxes to begin with can't be forced to stand for 30 freaking seconds to honor the symbol of the country they live in and off? Are you kidding me?
America. That's basically what he said is America.
Why are they spending money on a Taj Mahal school renovation?
Well, it's government. I mean, they spend all kinds of money on renovations.
The new middle school here in Keene. How much did that cost?
$40 million.
$40 million. The new jail here in Keene.
$40 million.
$40 million. They were built at the same time, roughly.
Well,
within like a year or two.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. So you've got, you know, two indoctrination camps, both costing $40 million apiece. The difference is, in one, they don't tell the kids that they have to say the Pledge of Allegiance. The other one, they tell the kid, like, you know, okay, children, you have to say the pledge.
You have to be good citizens to say the pledge.
I say send them back to where they came from. They must like war better than freedom, wrote one commenter.
Wait, hold on. They like war better than freedom, so, like, send them to America?
This is disgusting and very discouraging for the next generation and good parents like yourselves. Something has got to change, wrote another. Susie declined to comment for this story. Susie was the businessman. On January 20th, Principal Ryan Caron asked San Giovanni to stop saying, if you'd like to, or pass the privilege of leading the pledge on to another student. Caron often attends meetings during morning announcements, so he'd been unaware of the change, he said. He learned about it from teachers. They were upset, said Caron. They were questioning whether I gave the girls permission to go around a prior decision of the faculty leadership team. He also received a few emails from community members, and he saw the businessman's Facebook post. "That was pretty upsetting," said Karen. "It was upsetting to me, and it was upsetting to the girls." San Giovanni complied with Karen's request because she was concerned that people thought the principal was in cahoots with her efforts. Still, she and her friends were stunned that their campaign to inform students of their legal rights was trumped by political pressure from uninformed community members.
So I wonder if anybody accused these girls of poisoning the well, peeing in the yard, and pooping in the neighborhood.
That's what poisoned the water hole.
That's what upset us the most, San Giovanni said. "Those people with their racist, hateful views have more power than us, and this school is here for us." She said that it's ironic the community members assumed the students behind the change were immigrants, especially since we're three privileged white girls, she says. She plans to study biology at some university, and the other girls also plan to go to college as well. But it's interesting that she was the one who crumbled under the pressure. I mean, she deserves credit for doing what she did,
sure.
But ultimately, it wasn't the people that have the racist views that have more power than her. The principal asked her to stop doing the pledge or pass on the torch to someone who would be more obedient. Now, the right question to ask in response to that should be, are you just asking me or are you firing me? Or, you know, you could just try saying no and then see what happens.
Right. And to me, based on the wording here, it sounds as though it's an ultimatum. You can either do this or you can do this. And if you choose neither, then I make the decision for you.
Students.
It's akin to when you go to court, and I've seen you try to do this before, and I've seen Derek J. do this before,
mm-hmm.
to where the judge says, how do you plead? Well, I don't want to tell you anything. Okay, so I'm going to say not guilty.
That's right. Yeah, I don't plead.
You know, the judge is making a decision for you.
That's correct.
He's asking you a question. You're not providing an answer. So in this case, the principal told the student, you have two options.
But you're presuming that. The article says he asked her. And the reason why he may not have given her these two options is because as class president, this is probably one of her responsibilities. This is, you know,
right.
The perk of the job or whatever. And so he may not be able to tell her she can't do this. I wonder about that.
They can tell you that you're not able to do anything they want.
They can.
It's whether it stands up if you challenge it.
And it certainly looks better
She's
for him.
She's not willing to put her grades on the line for that.
She's not willing to put anything on the line.
Yeah.
She said yes, and she, you know, conceded that she would not say it anymore. But we can talk more about it coming up here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here. If you've got an experience saying the pledge or refusing to say it, it's Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Check out Daryl's website, fpp.cc. You can go and get written Daryl there. But you can also get audio Daryl over at fppradio.com. And Daryl, what are you producing in the audio realm these days?
In the audio realm, I have a 7-day per week, 5-minute newscast.
How long has that been going on now?
That has been going on 382 days, I believe.
Awesome. More than a year. That's incredible.
Over a year. Have been doing that. I've only missed 2 days.
When you went to jail.
Actually, 3 days. Apologies. 3 days, and those were days that I was in jail. I also do a thrice weekly 30-minute podcast, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I do on there is every Wednesday I do an AMA, which is Ask Me Anything. So if you have questions, you can email those, AMA@fppradio.com.
Cool. And you'll answer them on the air.
Yes.
All right, cool. So fppradio.com, go and get more Daryl there. Subscribe. All that stuff is downloadable for free. We're going to give Tommy another shot here in the UK. Tommy in Glasgow via Skype. You're back on. We had some internet difficulties, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, thanks again. I do appreciate that. You can hear me okay this
yes,
time?
Yes, go for it.
Yeah, I went on a little ramble there. I'll try and remember what I said there. So, yeah, the bit that I left at, I've got 3 children to an African lady, and so that's why I pledge whenever you do it, because it's a wonderful continent with wonderful people. When I lived down in England, I left Glasgow, and I moved down there, and they didn't like me, much of the English people. And so I thought, well, never mind, I won't bother talking to them, and I found a lot of the black people, the Africans, I thought, well, if they don't like me, they sure as heck won't like these people. And I thought, well, I'll have to befriend them. And I befriended wonderful Africans from all over the place. But that's just a side point. My main point was on, like Cameroon, how the fact is half of it speaks English and half speaks French because it was colonized by both the French and the British. And indeed, you look at Nigeria, they're more English speaking because it was the Brits that colonised that. Indeed, the city of Glasgow, where I live just now, many of the British merchants, slave merchants, who took 30 million Africans to their death, they've got streets named after them in Glasgow. And if you look at the pledge, what happened, you know, you're talking about the pledge, I would paraphrase Malcolm X, a descendant of Africa, who says, you know, I'm not a flag waver or a flag saluter, no, not I. I don't see any American dream, I see an American nightmare. Basically, you know, there's no such a thing as American democracy, it's nothing but the hypocrisy. When you look, you know, to ask someone to wrap themselves up in a flag or having a belief in a flag, it's a false ideology. There's only one division left for mankind to face, and it's the 1% of humanity who control 90-odd% of the resources, and many of the people, the disadvantaged people of the world, they live in Africa and Asia, South America, where they're penalised through the effects of neocolonialism, you know, through capitalism, where, you know, there's many people starving all over the world. But if you look at 50,000 people die each day, predominantly in Africa, sub-Saharan Africa, where the life expectancy rates is back to about 200-year-ago levels, about 30-year-old. You're about 33, 34-year-old in sub-Saharan Africa. You know, this is scandalous. This is a genocide, a holocaust. It's happened. 50,000 people die each day. That's 18 million people a year, predominantly in Africa. So that's why I support, to put a link over there, because Africa needs to know that there's people out there like crackpots and myself who love them a bit. And if you're anybody out there listening from Africa, I love everybody, but, you know, especially Africa, because there's wonderful people. You know, I haven't been there and I haven't been to many places, but when I moved down to London, one of the greatest things was I met so many people from all over the place, and I made it my point to go up to them and find out, you know, I would see, obviously, oh, you're from another country, ask them whereabouts, what's it like, what language you speak,
what's the story,
what's your customs, tell us everything, because I just want to know, you know, because the more you find out about another person's place, then you're giving yourself a better education.
That's true. Anyway, Tommy, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, it certainly is important to expand your horizons, and you can do that by talking to people, but you don't do that by reciting a Pledge of Allegiance, which essentially is nothing more than brainwashing to indoctrinate people into belief in the state. And so in Portland, Maine, there's a young lady who's the class president that has, when she was giving the pledge, added the words, "If you'd like to."
That was during the call to students, right. Please rise.
Would you please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance if you'd like to. And she was rebuffed by the principal, who told her that she had to choose. Well, we're not exactly sure the exact statement, but the suggestion might be that he might have said something like, "I'm going to have to ask you to start saying it the old way."
A strongly worded suggestion with two options. If you don't choose one of these options, I will make the decision for you.
Now, under Maine law, it does. There's this Massachusetts Supreme Court ruled that reciting the words "under God" in the pledge doesn't discriminate against the non-religious students who hear it. Some students have protested saying the pledge for decades. Under a Maine law in 2011, public schools must allow every student, quote, the opportunity to recite the Pledge of Allegiance at some point during a school day in which students are required to attend, but they cannot require students to say the pledge. A 1985 Maine law stipulates educators shall, quote, impress upon the youth by suitable references and observances the significance of the flag, to teach them the cost, the object, and principles of our government, the inestimable sacrifices made by the founders of our nation, the important contribution made by all who have served in the armed services of our country since its inception, and to teach them to love, honor, and respect the flag of our country that costs so much and is so dear to every true American citizen." Ugh.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Yeah, terrible, just blanket patriotism and nationalism there without thinking. Of course, you know, the flag is just an object, and the government guys who've died in wars did not die to protect your freedoms. They died in the service of politicians. But skipping ahead, there was a new, back in September, when San Giovanni began each morning with a traditional invitation to join her in saying the pledge. Apparently, on September 11th, she and her friends delivered a digital presentation to the school's leadership team, asking asking to replace the pledge with a moment of silence during the announcements when students would be allowed to say the pledge in their classrooms. A month later, the leadership team voted 11-1 to reject Sangiovanni's proposal. The president, or the principal rather, Karen, said, "I thought they did a nice job. The team thought there wasn't a need to change the process. Some faculty members felt they needed more information. They weren't sure there was a large group of students who felt they were being pressured into saying it. Moreover," said the principal, some faculty members see this not as students trying to make a change for the betterment of the school community, but rather the cause of a very few students who are protesting the pledge itself. Sangiovanni and said the leadership team never formally notified her of the decision, so she and her friends decided to add, "if you'd like to," in January anyway.
So it seems to me that the leadership team, which according to the Washington Post is the 12 department heads of the school.
So all bureaucrats.
Yeah, basically, you know, all bureaucrats. It seems as though they're saying, well, there weren't very many students that came out to tell us that they don't like the current policy. And, well, we just don't have enough information about how this affects anybody. So, therefore, you know, the students that want to murka outnumber the students that don't want to murka. So, therefore, we vote to murka.
But, there was a mention in there saying that she never sought formal approval to change it. So, did she...
She never received the disapproval.
Did she actually propose to change...
She made the proposal to the leadership team.
To add the four words at the end.
Correct.
And they never said... Or no,
to do a moment of silence. She did the words on her own.
So she adds the words on her own. Now, it's interesting that she didn't propose adding that there, so she must have known that they were probably going to say, no, absolutely not. So in a way, it seems like that she was just going to go ahead and see what happened.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd had that plan at the time or not. Karen advised Sangiovanni and her friends they could seek broader student support for their case, gather signatures on a petition, and submit a new proposal to the Faculty Leadership Committee, he said. Sangiovanni and her friends aren't sure what their next steps will be. They see a need for a written policy, but their experience with the emotional and complicated responses to reciting the pledge has been overwhelming. Some staff members have sat them down and told them long stories about loved ones who died in battle.
Oh, of course they did.
Other reasons why they love the flag. Gabby Farrell says it's hard because every time it's brought up, everyone's opinion gets brought up. Some people also don't want it to be known that it's an option because they don't want it to be optional. So this controversy continues.
And there's even a 1943 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that says that requiring students to say the pledge violates the free speech clause.
We are out of time for tonight. You can share your thoughts on this or anything you'd like with us tomorrow for the live Saturday edition. We'll see you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and at fpp.cc.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's finally gone strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.